Yasmin.
Malka.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Malka.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm hearing some static. I'm going to get off the phone and call right back because I think it's coming from my phone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoach. Anabekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serulah. Alephet Gimel, Yutat Sadi. Kabil Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu. Aharenu, no ra. Sufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshei Hudcha, Givavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem. Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Petetresh Saritav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Petkufet Tetnunayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh, that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betula, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumo, Shinkufal, Tzadiyutav. Now that we've brought the energy of creation into our space, we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to remove the negative aspect of that creation. And also to reverse any negative actions that we might have done during this day or since the last time we said the Anabekoach. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Bechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed be'emet. Notze chesed la'alafim, nosea avon v'afesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. And now we will read from the seven verses we read daily. Starting with 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. B'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruchu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu V'yachda L'shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Rak HaKohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol HaOlot Vayechaskum Acheichem Halevim Ad Kilot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki HaLevim Yishrei Levav Vehitkadesh MeHaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka Areka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Ki Biya Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Tur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo Tishem imeni Lo Tarpeni Ad Bili Ruchi. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavo Iyam Asher Yitkabe Sham Mushatem Eli El Nakom Wehalati Yitkem Wehayim Yeshno Varets Vichipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Higelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamil Yisrael untati vishakam takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. We'll now read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. Actually, we'll say the 8th verse of the Ana Bekoa, which we say silently. Now we'll be reading a verse from the Daily Zohar. V'et pik Pisakot Binun Levushin Dimatronita Behat Matkon Lon Lekama Citrin Uvatar Betaknin Lon Bikama Berukan Lit Haza Behon Matronita Kadam Milcha Behahu Utsimna Uritaya Liskor Berit Olam Beilein Inun Levushin Lekahana Inun Arba Big Day Levan Viarba Begi Day Zahav Beit Pask Pasakot Meilein Meare Harisin Dekait Yan Libai Madrasha Dof Dakim Behatrim Behon Belishana Hon Deinun Kerimun Mechat Kerum Khan Besafin Vialen Inun Parshayan Betak Yufin Im Gichin Girava Yama Ubashta Inun Vioraita Birki Bishav Vioraita Ivalpe Tonight's reading will be from the Tikkuni Zohar, section 13a, and on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When you open it up, the Tikkuni Zohar, it will be class number 11. The yud that extends from the higher to the lower hay is the pole that attaches from above to below in the Mishkan. The middle pillar refers to the supports that are the hay's over, which the coverings drape. The five bars are an extension of this support on the side of the Mishkan. Our highest thoughts reside against the backdrop of our lower thoughts. When visualizing the temple, we give special attention within to this inner construction. The outer, therefore, reflects the inner construct of consciousness in terms of how thoughts are arranged in layers. We do not find out about these layers unless we discover them, like taking the coverings off the temple, reveal the framework within. It is this framework that is made up of holiness, thoughts of praise, certainty, and ultimately the core, which is the way things work. The holy lamp is the explanation for all. It is what gives these symbols their reason to be. While these holy structures always exist, it is up to the holy lamp to illuminate their purpose and mode of being. This holy lamp is none other than that light within that makes connection with the Shekhinah possible. Rabbi Shimon speaks of making those that are wise of heart and wise in wisdom. It is those attributes that come from the truth of what is self-evident, i.e., the heart and those that infer from what has come to be. Wisdom which remembers and makes its assumptions based upon subsequent reflections. They comprise the 6 days of Bereshit, made up of 10 sayings and 32 paths. These are the 32 times Elohim that Elohim appears in the work of creation. The 32 paths are the associations with Elohim within the first part of Bereshit and its 6 days and 10 sayings. Specifically, there cannot be creation without Elohim, which in this case refers absolutely to the way things work. It is the operative power of creation. Each pathway, therefore, refers to a realization of holiness, or the innate creative principle, which reveals itself through its linked associations. Creation brings forth the world into being through the power of the letters that create heaven and earth. Bezalel did not merely build the Mishkan, but also as well brought a world into being, or rather shifted that world from the dimension of the status quo into the dimension of holiness. At first glance, it would appear the world was brought into being at Bereshit. However, the power of creation is everywhere present, so that in the case of Bezalel, his power was to rearrange the world into the world of holiness, in essence going back to the beginning in terms of concept to awaken that holiness, which is to be the temple. It's important to note that this power is always present when we invoke with the right attention that initial phrase of creation. The power that Israel had removed from them is the power to distinguish the holiness of the way things work. It is this veil that the exile has imposed upon them via a simple lack of attention that Kabbalah, in its highest purpose, seeks to reinstate. The prayers all have this intention, whether or not those who pray are conscious of the underlying message. The hand that is upon the throne of Yud-Keh-Vav-Keh is attention. The construct of the body is as the construct of the temple. What we make within via our thoughts and the attention we focus upon determines the holiness of the body and of the temple that is meant to be the body. The direction here is to recognize this temple within. The cabinet of cedar wood is the Sabbath, or the place of stasis within. These 6 days are Zeranpin, pointing to the inner organization of consciousness. You will find one inside the other, meaning that the lower Shekhinah, the body, is built out of the construct of the temple, Memtet. It is the intellectual purity which transforms the purity of the body. This body is in effect the substance of the outcome of thought. The essence of the heavens is, after all, the distilled thought made holy by its higher attachments. Shabbat is home to the Shekhinah on high. There the Torah of the enlightened is the understanding heart. On Shabbat, the extra soul has freedom from the dominion of the lords of hell, who do not rule on Shabbat. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening, filled with shalom, with peace. And in a half hour, 40 minutes, we'll have our next class. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you, hello.